and Hunter.
Well, good morning. 6:35. Brock, Hunter.
Oi.
Oi.
Top of the morning, T.
Gonna be a great day. Saw three trees on the way to work this morning. How many?
Tree or 30 trees?
I don't know what you're saying here. It doesn't make sense.
I know you're trying to get out there and do some ice fishing, Brock, but, dude, I stepped out this morning and I was like, dude, it's kind of warm. That's not warm, but it's compared to what it has been.
It's going to be, I think, like 40-some-odd today or something like that, but that's fine. Up north, it's nice and chilly. And, hey, a little bit of warmer weather, it's not bad. You'll be all right. Now, all the ice ain't going to melt in one day, so it'll be fine.
So we just came up with the most brilliant. Oh, God. Let's skip your rock news and talk about this?
No. Save it. Everyone, we have. Why do we do it in the 8 o'clock hour? Usually we're scrapped for material in the 8 o'clock hour. Folks, stick around. We're going to tell you about the most brilliant idea ever when it comes to hitting the ice for ice fishing. It is going to blow your friggin' mind. Hunter, this is, I know you. I know how your mind works. You're a lot like your dad. When you latch onto something, you don't let it go until it's done. You're going to be dreaming about this. So, folks, stick around.
You know why? You know why I latched onto it, though? Because usually you don't latch onto things that aren't brilliant. Dude, this is brilliant.
Brilliant.
I'm telling you.
I'm right there with you. So we'll tell you about our brilliant idea. This is right up there with the false top cooler. This is right up there with the dong putter. It's right up there with all of those, okay? So stick around. We'll tell you more about that. Right now, though, we got to do your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. They're going to get you taken care of. Well, get ready to hear some rare early work from Bon Scott. Before joining AC/DC, he was in the band Fraternity. Lost recordings from his time in that band were recently found and have been combined with the two albums they recorded, Livestock and Flaming Gala, in a new box set called Second Chance. It will be released worldwide on January 22nd, and each album will be released as a special limited edition double vinyl set later this year. Finally, a biography on the band will be launched on March 18th at their 50th anniversary celebration in Australia. Obviously, Bon Scott passed in 1980. He was 33. Dude, this is so cool. I'm a huge AC/DC fan, my favorite band. I know more about them than, you know, I paid more attention to AC/DC than I did math in high school. Okay, that's what it was.
I wonder how good it is. Because usually, sometimes, like, your first stuff isn't the greatest. You know what I'm saying? It's like you kind of find yourself as you go through the years.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's good, though.
Bon Scott was the consummate frontman. I think so many lead singers in rock took a lot from Bon Scott, just the way he was. I am so excited to hear this because I've actually never heard. I knew he was in a band. I've never heard anything from this band, and I don't think a lot of people have. So I am stoked about this.
Fraternity.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. And I've told you, too. I don't know if you've spent any time with it. I told my buddy Dwight about it, who's another massive AC/DC fan. You know, Brian Johnson was in the band called Geordie, G-E-O-R-D-I-E, before he got in with AC/DC, and obviously he got in with AC/DC shortly after Bon Scott died. And if you haven't even listened to that, dude, it's awesome. It's awesome. Like, you almost don't even recognize Brian Johnson. So, folks, there's a lot of great stuff out there. You just got to spend some time. Go down that YouTube rabbit hole, and I promise you, you're going to be very, very happy you did. Very, very happy you did. So,
that's pretty cool.
My little tidbit. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1967, the Rolling Stones appeared on Ed Sullivan's show. It was the first time on there, and they were forced to change the lyrics to "Let's Spend the Night Together" to "Let's Spend Some Time Together" during the performance. Ed Sullivan was notorious for that. It's so weird to me. Ed Sullivan had the show that he had because he was this straight-laced, you know, he had the basically like the flat top, you know, he was all put together. Ed Sullivan.
Goody two-shoes.
Welcome to the show, Ed Sullivan. We have a great show. Mm-hmm. Like, very put together. And he'd always count in more like a big band leader, in my mind.
Right.
He did the same thing with Jim Morrison. When the Doors were on, He didn't want him to say, a girl, we couldn't get much higher. He wanted him to change it. Jim Morrison being the guy
said
that
he did it anyway.
I love it. And he almost put more emphasis on it. I don't think the Doors were ever asked back on the Ed Sullivan Show. But pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. So there you go. That is your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.